Welcome to the webcast. This is PJ in the Lucy Coleman studio in Los Angeles, California, in the United States of America, on God's good, great planet Earth. Thanks for joining me. Ha ha! Yes, it's March the 9th, 2015. Happy birthday, Diane, my sister. That's right, she's 73 years old today. Ah, does the age matter? Does time matter? Sure it does. Thank you for joining me for today's webcast. We're going to have a great time. I mean, a powerful time here in the Lucy Coleman studio. Let me kind of like turn Miles Davis down from a very not well-known album called Senor Por La F. I can't read French, but I think it's French. Miles Davis did this, of course, in 1967. That was the year that I married Lucy. Hey, I got some facts to share with you here. I'm going to pause my trumpet and maybe we'll listen to some more music later on. I want to share this with you. I picked this up on the internet. And I want you to look at the coincidence. Life has a meaning and a purpose. And sometimes it turns out to be quite strange for some of us. Sometimes things happen that we can't really give a solid explanation for. I want you to think about this and try to have a history teacher take you through this. I went on a particular website to see if the facts that I've gotten were true, and you can go to BuzzFeed Rewind to that website, and it'll say something like 10 weird coincidences between Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. And it says on the website there's some amazingly strange similarities between the two iconic presidents. Now, I want to look at this, and I want you to look at it in a way that, here's the coincidence number one. Abraham Lincoln was elected to Congress in the year 1846. John F. Kennedy was elected to the Congress in 1946, 100 years after Lincoln, Kennedy. All right, here's another one. Abraham Lincoln was elected president in 1860. John Fitzgerald Kennedy was elected president in 1960, exactly 100 years apart. Both were particularly concerned with civil rights. Both wives lost a child while living in the White House. Both presidents were shot on a Friday, and both presidents were shot in the head. Now, it really gets tricky now. Lincoln's secretary was named Kennedy, and Kennedy's secretary was named Lincoln. Now, I said, no, that can't be true. That is just too much of a coincidence. I can't see that. No, 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 no. While Kennedy did have a secretary with the last name Lincoln, Evelyn Lincoln, there was no records to show that Lincoln had a secretary named Kennedy. So that's wrong. See, you have to, you know, really investigate these things. But let's follow with the coincidences. Both were assassinated by Southerners, and both were succeeded by Southerners named Johnson. And I found that to really be real weird, but I guess it's true. Yes, see? And check this out. Both Johnsons were born in 08. Andrew Johnson was born December 29th, 1808. And Lyndon Baines Johnson was born August 27th in 1908. Now, these are some weird coincidences, but it shows you how life works. You know, when I'm looking at a picture of my brother and my sister and I, that's connected to this website, we're all 2 years apart. You can see that they look like they're a little bit worn than I am, but 2 years apart. And I think it has to do with the lives that we lived while we were here. See, there's no coincidences. John Coleman didn't have good luck or anything like that, but I've been associated with walking next to God most of my life. And so that's why I look just a little different. You know, I often ask the Lord, why am I still looking like I got a few more years left? I don't feel like it on the inside. I really don't. I feel like this could be my last day. Seriously. That's the way I feel. It may not be the way I look, but I feel what everybody else does. Let's continue to look at this and look at these amazing coincidences. Andrew Johnson was succeeded. He succeeded Lincoln, and Lyndon Johnson succeeded Kennedy in 1908. John Wilkes Booth, who assassinated Lincoln, was born in 1839. And Lee Harvey Oswald, who assassinated Kennedy, was born in 1939, exactly 100 years ago. Now, these are the weirdest coincidences, or somebody picked these people and put them in the history. Man, this is amazing. Both assassins were known by their three names, and both names were composed of 15 letters. I'd have to count that. I didn't know that was there. Now, look at this one. Lincoln was shot at the theater named Ford, the Ford Theater. And Kennedy was shot in a car called Lincoln, made by Ford. This is amazing. Booth and Oswald were assassinated before their trials. Okay, now here's another one, and this is the mind blower. A week before Lincoln was shot, he was in Monroe, Maryland. And a week before Kennedy was shot, he was with Marilyn Monroe. Oh, I find this amazing. Wait a minute. Lincoln was shot in a theater, and the assassin ran to a warehouse. Kennedy was shot from a warehouse, and the assassin ran to a theater. Wow. Just wow. When I read that, that's all I could say was, wow. I couldn't have made that up if I tried. 100 years apart. And then the lives of the persons. Now, what does this demonstrate? What does this demonstrate? And you have to see it. If you don't see it, then you haven't thought enough outside of the box of the world that you live in. This is amazing. Let me look back at that picture of my brother and sister and myself on my website, because I think that in doing this I would be able to answer some of these questions that we have. 100 years, not much different, because 100 years ago, or 100 years after Lincoln was shot, same kind of feelings and everything persist in people, and the same kind of activities or actions gone. Some of you that believe in conspiracy theorists might think that it's a conspiracy to make that happen, and that those men were chosen for that. Well, that would have had to have been the weirdest kind of conspiracy theory that really came apart. That would be saying like somebody had a vision and saw America becoming a full-fledged Muslim country. I just don't see it. But interesting coincidence if you really want to follow that. Yeah, we're growing old. And I had a discussion with my daughter over the phone yesterday morning, and she told me that half of my difficulty is that I don't like growing old. She says that the way you dress, the way you move around, the way you get around, I don't move around like an old person. I don't, though my body is feeling old. I'm telling you, I have pains in my body now that I've been experiencing all day. My blood pressure spiked again. Don't know why it spiked. I just had a little veggie, not a veggie burger, but I had a veggie, flat veggie thing that I'm eating. I have been eating food that I should not be eating, and that's what's spiking my blood pressure. I have to watch that. Very, very serious. You know that blood pressure is a silent killer. It'll kill you when you least expect it. And I have a blood pressure machine here, and I often take my blood pressure. So, but I thought that after reading that deal about Lincoln and Kennedy and the coincidences of their lives, exactly 100 years, not 99 years, 89 years, but 100 years. 100 years. Now, one may think, well, that's it. Every 100 years, a president has to be sacrificed. Well, thank goodness it's not Obama, because that would start a war in this country between black and whites. I pray that guy will be able to go through his term without being shot, because if he gets shot, it's going to tear this country apart, literally. I was talking with a friend of mine who is telling me about an in-law of his, and would you excuse me, I'm going to have to go get a little grape juice because I don't have any water here, and I do want to tell you this story. Okay, he was telling me that he was having a conversation with the person that he loves dearly, happens to be his father. And he was telling me that he doesn't have any more discussions with his dad anymore about the president. This individual happens to be an African-American. And I asked him, why don't you have those discussions? And he said, well, my dad doesn't want to hear any negativity, even from his own son, about the president. In other words, his dad believes that the president can do no wrong, that this is the greatest thing that ever happened in the history of an African-American black person, that a black person could become the president. Now, I never thought that it would be in this country, because I always thought of the president of the country being in the White House, a white man. It's just what most blacks have been conditioned to know as a fact. Now we have a black president in the White House, which goes against everything that I ever believed. And so it is quite a shocking thing to know, but it doesn't amaze me that much, because I understand the processes of government and what men do, and especially a one-world government that we all seem to be headed towards. And this man was telling me that he cannot reason with his father about this situation, that this man, Obama, cannot do wrong. He cannot say wrong. He can't legislate wrong. Or then it comes down to the fact that I don't care if he did do anything wrong. He's in there, and leave him alone. Keep your hands off of him. Don't touch him. God had him put in there to try to show all these other white folk and all that. Well, I'm not like that. I'm not like that, because God doesn't do that. Now I'm looking at the coincidence of Lincoln and Kennedy. The coincidence of where, how could these men get those men to kill those men in that office, unless it was something behind it? What was behind that whole thing? Are there men really dealing in a covert way to control other people's lives and to do things like that? I mean, are there men really doing that? Sometimes I want to get out of the conspiracy theory mindset, but whenever I read something like I just read, I'm saying, my goodness, that is just too coincidental. Somebody had to do it. What? even the people that took their places. And I'm glad that somebody got something right, because, hey, you know, when you get to changing the secretary's names around, no, you couldn't do that. It was almost a fail-safe thing. But anyhow, the coincidences that stand are just, to me, beyond comprehension. But why would a person, and Obama's in the White House, and it's all right with me, I don't care. His historic 50-year march across the bridge in Alabama, that made the news headline. And I'm sure that a lot of people kept that picture that the LA Times have. They have it framed by now. See, Obama did this for us, and we frame it. We're going to hold that on our family. Every time he does something like that, we're going to frame it. I understand the importance of having a black person that is near to the food that we eat, the culture that we live, understanding the problems that we have. I understand that, but he's also supposedly an American, which I'm not quite sure of, but I don't care anymore, because nobody's going to impeach him. Nobody's going to try to get more clarification out of his birth certificate, and people like my friend's father doesn't care. Doesn't even care if he was a legitimate citizen. I care, because I'm seeing the system fall apart all around me. You can put Bozo the Clown in there as president and justify him being born in this country when Bozo the Clown is just a clown, not a real person. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? I better leave that alone. But why do we put all of this deference in a person and not in God? It was interesting. I was teaching in my Philosophy 1 class today, and we were ending up. We got started a little late in the classroom because some of the equipment, I couldn't get to the equipment, and so the office had to send a technician down there to unlock the thing, and then we finally got into the lecture. But I was asking them what they think, what happened to the idea of God in this country. And I thought about that film that I show in practically all my philosophy classes with Rodney Wordsworth, the Twilight Zone series, and one called The Obsolete Man that was made in June, that aired in June of 1961 when I was an 11th grader in high school. This particular TV program came on, and I told the students, Twilight Zone was like Dancing with the Stars back in the day. Everybody in the country was watching Twilight Zone. This was the 30 minutes in America where every TV screen was on that. And if you ever, you can go on the internet and look at the clip called Obsolete, The Obsolete Man on the Twilight Zone series, and watch this. And I showed it to the students today, and I said, back in the day, in 1961, practically everyone in every community went to church or synagogue. I said, we were a very Judeo-Christian society. Yes, it was the beginning of the 60s when the flower power thing came out, because that was when my generation lost their mind, started smoking pot, getting naked, making babies, whites mixed with blacks, everybody mixed in, experimenting with other kind of drugs. And that's when America started taking a nosedive that she has never fully recovered from. And we are looking at the offsprings of America's children, seeing what we have produced in that wild time some 50 years ago. And here we are a half a century from having a new president. And I wonder if there's going to be any more coincidences happening. What am I aiming at? It doesn't take long. It took 50 years to get rid of the idea of moral decency completely. And we are there. I had one of my students tell me, well, young man told me, I didn't lead the conversation. He said, these boys are walking around with their pants down because that started in prison and blah, 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 blah. Well, you know, I'm telling you, it wouldn't have started in prison during the day when I was a kid. No, because it would have been quelled. It would have been stopped immediately. But since we live in this globalistic mindset, we do anything we want to do here. And in living that way, we call it freedom and the liberty and justice for all. But too much freedom in a depraved human condition can lead us into devastating circumstances. Just read the ploy that Jonathan Swift gave if the food supply runs out, and you can see how depraved humans can become. We are a depraved species, to say the least. Look at that picture of my brother and my sister. I remember when we were in our 20s, I had my little job driving my little Chevrolet Corvair. I would go over to visit Diane, and Ross would ride with me in my car. We'd have lunch at her house. I remember she used to make us bologna sandwiches and Kool-Aid. And we would talk about what we were going to do for the weekend. Now my dear sister is 73 and I'm 71. And Ross is 70... Hold it. 69. Because we're 2 years apart from each other. He's 69 or 70. Because his birthday was in May. No, he's 69. And he'll be 70 in May. See. Brothers and sisters, we grew up in this town. Grew up in this town. That picture that you're looking at, if you're looking at this, was taken right in front of my sister's apartment. She's convalescing there, and I told her daughter, I said, let me take your mama and my brothers with me. They're all three of us squeezed in that Mini Cooper that I have. Came to my house, and that's the first time that we had been together in years. And we spoke about our lives. Spoke about our lives. And we're still here. We still love each other. And we spoke about the paths that each of us took. I think I mentioned this to you earlier, that my brother told me that my being in the ministry saved him. I don't know that I could save anyone. I doubt if I could save myself. My God, I had a wonderful man. You know what? God is so good to me. I don't want to break down. I'm too old for that. I'm always thinking that I'm used up, that I'm finished, you know? Man, I had one of my students. He isn't taking classes with me now. But we've kept in touch. And he called me. I could hear it in his voice. He needed counsel. We had a great time talking. And I told him, I said, son, experience your life. You're no longer a little boy. You're a young man. And let all the feelings and everything that you're experiencing, let them run through you like a river. Enjoy life while you have it. Make friends. Look out for the woman that you think you might want to be with for a long time, where you can make each other happy. I mean, it's just wonderful to talk with young men like that. It's wonderful. And so help me God, I don't know why their daddies won't. It just amazes me how beautiful life is. And to push someone in the right direction. You know, you can look down on this website. I'm going to try to put a picture by every web thing that basically describes. And when you look at roll the credits, well, start rolling the credits. And because that was when Lucy and I first hitched up, so to say. We were married that week. That's the way I looked. She had me looking like that every day. Never, if I were looking sad, was it caused by her, and vice versa. I don't understand this day and age. I don't understand. I was talking with a young man whose girlfriend is pregnant. I had to read him the Riot Act. I said, you don't complain about her asking you to go get her this and that. I said, she's eating for two people. She's forming a human being in her body. She will have cravings that you've never heard of. She's never been pregnant before. You did it. The least you can do is to treat her with respect and dignity. Then what he told me he was going to do that night, I said, you should be ashamed of yourself. I said, I really feel sorry for the child because you're starting off wrong. I just had to tell him, you're starting off wrong. You don't do that. You don't play on her, and the child hasn't even been born yet. And then he sounded like a little woman complaining about what she does. It's a different world that I live in today that my brother and sister and I grew up in. Completely different. What happened? Were we left in the dark somewhere? What happened? Everything changed. Now, I'm not going to say I don't like this world that I live in because I love it. It's all right. And I'm learning how to deal with the pains that I have in my body, the aches and the pains, and the things that are running through my body. I need to go to the doctor. You know what I need to do? I need to go to the doctor and get an MRI. The reason that I haven't done it is because whenever I go to... I'm going to tell you PJ's secret of longevity and happiness. I don't go to those crazy people called medical doctors because they're supposed to be healing me, right? All they do is discover where I'm dying and then put me on meds. And so I have kind of like a negative old school idea, negativity about doctors. I was doing all right till I went to visit one. You don't believe me? Follow their direction and take the flu shot and tell me if you don't get the worst flu you ever had. Flip that. Didn't take one this year. Don't have any plans to take them ever. And if I get flu symptoms, which I've had, I drink a lot of water and juices and give me bed rest and keep my mind off of foolishness. But a doctor, you can take them or leave them. Now, I know that I'm going to go to one and he's going to say, well, if you had come to us early, we could have saved that, but it's too late. It's grown. Good. I want to get out of here. Why do I want to? Look here, I'm 71. Why do I want to go to a doctor and for him to have me live another 100 years? Don't you know I'm tired of listening to the news? I have the DVD series of The Little Rascals. You know, da 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 da. I have all those Little Rascals, black and white, stymie buckwheat things as DVDs. And when I really want to escape from this world and this foolishness, I look at the Little Rascals. I couldn't get none of those young men that stayed here with me to watch that series with me. One of them said, oh, I don't watch anything in black and white. If it's not in color, I wouldn't waste my time. Can you believe that? And this was a time when innocence was supreme. This was a time when kids were kids. Not trying to live like stupid adults, dancing with the fools. Okay, Atlanta hoes. That's what they ought to call it. Atlanta housewife. Atlanta whores. Now, you'd be... No, you wouldn't. I know adult men that sit up and watch these shows. Watch them like soap operas. I say, what in the world are you doing wasting your brains watching this? There's only a few Americans in this country that'll call it like it T.I. is. That is crap. That stuff is fodder for the toilet. And you're watching it, and then you let your children watch it with you. God help you. You got a little girl. She grows up and she's going to dye her hair purple, orange, and blue. I know because I have grandchildren, and sometimes they fall into a kinky mold. What happened? I'll tell you what happened. We let go of God. And guess what? Won't take long for me to say this. He's going to let go of us. Now, I was teaching in Philosophy 1 today, and I asked them what happened to America's God. Of course, they don't have, because they're too young. He's disappeared so many years ago, God just feels like it's just my imagination running away with me. That's the way young people see God. So I showed them the Twilight Zone series of The Obsolete Man. And if you watch that particular series, Mr. Wordsworth knows that the state of the community or the society that he lives in, just like in Socrates' day, wanted Socrates dead, they wanted Wordsworth dead, because he was a free and independent thinker who thought for himself. He didn't let the societal norms or anything shape his opinion about anything. I was talking with the young man earlier today about him choosing a life mate. I said, don't choose someone that doesn't love you. Don't choose someone that just lets you get in their pants, so to say. You don't want somebody that's gonna give up themselves to you like that. That you don't want to get imbibed with a whore or a whoremonger if you're a woman. Because you see, once you get imbibed in with that, they will never change. Once a hoe, always a hoe, unless the whore comes to God the way many of them did in our holy books to show you really how to live. And I told the young man, don't you whore yourself out there, but at the same time, let nature take its course. Be a man. Let those feelings not frighten you, because a young man is just going on 21. I said, let not those feelings frighten you, but govern those feelings. You know, take control of those feelings. Don't let the feelings take control of you. And I mentioned to him about this young man that is pregnant with his girlfriend and how he wants to put in an escape clause. He said he's going to take care of his child, but he wants nothing to do with the woman. That's going to destroy the child before the child even gets a chance to get off the ground. The phoenix will never fly. And I said, you have to be ashamed of yourself. I don't preach to them anymore, because you can't preach to them. They think that you're some kind of iconic gimmick in the corner of a room. You see, and I told them, I said, I've already done my duty. Don't ask. I said, I'll go over there and open up a bottle of wine and have me a glass of red and invite you out of my house and put my head on my pillow and go to sleep. Because I've contributed to this society. See, I've done my part. That's when you know, I said, roll the credits. I mean, I hate to put it that way. And to the Wigglies, thank you very much. Brother and Sister Wiggly, thank you very much. I love you, love you, love you, love you. And you know why I said that. All right. And then you can go to the next webcast. It's How Far Does Love Extend? Watch out. Talking about the home front. Wait a minute. The poster child, Mario. He sent me the money this week to send all of his stuff that he ordered. He's on his way. He's leaving the country. Again, earth to heaven, come in. Oh, did you listen to that one yet? And how about Show Me the Evidence? Myself, James Washington, and Lamont King. Where's the evidence, boys? Come on. How? Lip or Life Service? All these webcasts as I scroll down. Meeting in the Middle. Oh, that was unique. There are none so blind than they which refuse to see. And now, 100 years not much difference. What I want you to do is try to pick up the wisdom that this old man throws out your way. I appreciate your prayers. I'm moving a little slower. I am. I'm moving a lot slower these days, and it's the blood pressure. I gotta cap it. It's out of whack. So y'all pray for me if you can pray that I can get that down. I have to look at my diet very close. I think it was the holidays that started it. I started to eat, and I remember how good food tastes, and I haven't stopped eating. That's what it is. So I have to go back to dull dinners and unboisterous breakfasts and lame lunches in order to get my blood pressure back down the way it is. It's food. It's the diet. But I had lost so much weight on the diet that I was on that I had gotten dangerously thin. And so I do things in extreme, and I have to get a catch. My daughter gave me the riot act from Chicago yesterday, and I really love her. And I want to share this. If you guys have chance to look at something, you want to watch a documentary, they have a movie on, well, you can see it on the internet. You can just type in your browser. Oh my gosh, what was that? The name of that was, and I saved it too. It was a movie, India's Daughter. I think that's what it was called, India's Daughter. Now back in 2012, when those four adult men and the young and the youth in Delhi raped this medical student on the bus, and just ravished her body horribly, and she dying, and her mother and father speak about it, and I watched it Sunday morning, and I had to call my daughter and apologize for some of the dispositions or attitudes that I had taken, consciously taken, against females in certain areas. After watching that documentary, I will never say anything negative about a female for the rest of my days. Now, some females you need to stay away from because they're treacherously cruel. But I'm talking about speaking on the fly about what I don't know. They went into that death and showed some of the men, except for the youth, that participated in gang raping her. I think that if anybody is such a coward to rape anyone, a male or a female, a child or an adult, that's the worst thing that one human be. That is horrible. Horrible. And I want to apologize if I, because you know, when you look at my YouTube clips, you think I'm against the women. I'm not against them. I was trying to hold a family unit together. Our families are breaking up. Y'all got to come. Ladies, you got to stop talking back at your husband and start listening to him. There's only one leader in the house, and that's the man. If he's there with you, let him lead. There's nothing wrong with you following him. But now we got a country full of women. Well, I don't want to get there because that's another subject matter. Let me know what you think about 100 years, not much different. I'm glad that I could put the webcast up for you. It has been my privilege to be here with you these 40 minutes or so. I started with music, and I'm going to end with some music. This one is called Chaz Le Photographe du Motel. So it must mean Chaz, take my picture in the motel. It's Miles Davis from that album. Listen. Mm-hmm. You know that's Miles Davis blowing that trumpet, don't you? Don't you just know it? Thank you for tuning in for the webcast today. Thank goodness I don't have too much schoolwork to do tonight, so I think I'm going to crash early and get some rest and rest my whole body here. Rest it. Thank you for coming to the website. And I appreciate your prayers. And let's keep praying for our nation, for our country, though I think God is about giving up on us. We can offer some prayers to have mercy on your individual lives and on your individual families. That's very important. Come here, bro, man. I'm okay. Bro, man knows that I'm hurting. You know, your dog can tell when you're not feeling well. And he just comes in the studio and he just stares in the door and looks at me. Yeah. Bro, man, I'll be as good as God wants me to be, man. See what I mean? Accepting that. All right. I'm going to let you go. You have a great evening. Whatever you do. Stay in the Word of God. Keep going to God for everything. Come on, Miles. Play for me.